Hello and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding, and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. To learn more, please call 970-625-8189 or visit unitedwaybb.org. I also want to remind everyone that our upcoming fundraiser at Sunlight Mountain Resort is taking place on January 8, 2021. This year's theme is a casino theme, and we're asking everyone wear masks and plan to socially distance. But as always, lift tickets are set at a low price. For more information, visit our website, unitedwaybb.org. Today, Gail Swartz and Erin Sibley-Jett with Roaring Fork Habitat for Humanity are joining me. Gail is the president of Roaring Fork Habitat for Humanity, and Erin is the United Way AmeriCorps Vista volunteer serving with them until August of 2021. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Tracy, for having us. It's Gail.
Hi, Gail. Thank you so much for being with me today. And hello, Erin. Are you still there?
Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Perfect. I'm so glad you can both be with me. So, Gail, can you tell me a little bit more about how you came to the Roaring Fork Valley and how you became a part of Roaring Fork Habitat for Humanity?
Well, thank you so much for asking. And it's been a long road. I arrived in the Roaring Fork Valley nearly 50 years ago and have been involved in many programs and opportunities and elected office, et cetera, over that time and raised my family. And I was very fortunate to represent this region in the state Senate for 8 years. I was on the Board of Regents, the Commission on Higher Education, but really started my professional career in community planning and was the interim director and director of development at the Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority. So back in the 70s and 80s, and that really was very foundational to my commitment to housing, to communities, and how communities can stabilize and support their businesses long-term with affordable housing. So we're sitting on several boards, including the Habitat Board, and was very fortunate to be asked by the board to step into the president's position after our last president resigned. So here I am as of last February.
That's amazing. We're so happy to have you. And Erin, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and how you came to be in this valley and to be a Vista volunteer with us?
Of course. I'm pretty new to the valley. I got here, let's say, September 1st, so I'm pretty new to the valley. I'm loving it so far. I had moved from Boston, but my journey to becoming a Vista volunteer, I'd say it really started after I graduated college. So I graduated in 2016 with a degree in business information systems with a minor in accounting. And after I graduated, you know, I wasn't sure exactly what the next plan for me was, so I did some traveling. I went to Peru, I climbed Machu Picchu, I volunteered at an animal sanctuary in the Amazon jungle and really got to experience some amazing things. I then moved to Boston, where I got a job at a data analytics company working as an office liaison. That company was a small startup. It had about 150 people. This company then got bought out 2 times, so going from, a very small workforce to a global company with tens of thousands of employees. And so I ended up leaving that job after about 2 years. I always felt like something was missing with my previous jobs. I wanted to feel connected and passionate about the mission statement, and I just wanted to do, some more good in the world. So one of the AmeriCorps taglines is to join the greater good. So that really spoke to me. So I was looking for more in it. I think this VISTA program really came at a good time in my life where I was ready to grow and learn as a person. And, you know, moving to a new area is something that really gets me excited. It's interesting moving during a global pandemic, but I'm really fortunate to be here and just really excited to be working with a great group of people. And, you know, just this is a year of learning and growth for me. So I'm really excited to be here.
I know we're thrilled to have you. And I think you are probably getting a really good opportunity to follow your passions and to fill everything that you are hoping to within your year of service. So can you all tell me a little bit more about the history of Habitat for Humanity in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Well, maybe I'll jump in, and again, you can hear how passionate and talented Erin is, and we are thrilled to have her join our team. It's just a perfect fit at a time where we just, overall, universally, there are just so many challenges, and she doesn't shy away from challenges at all. I will just give her credit for that. So,
thank you, Gail.
You are welcome. And with regard to having the Roaring Fork Valley, our footprint is basically the same footprint as United Way. And from Battlement to the Bells, it really is both valleys. And we are very fortunate over the last 20 years. Habitat has built over 50 homes, none of which are specifically in Carbondale, where KDNK is, and the opportunity to house and provide homes for over 100 children and 70 adults. But we have only been able to do that, and as people like to say, it does take a village to really build this kind of opportunity for so many members of our community to stabilize families in our community, stabilize our workforce. But we didn't do it alone. It took loyal partners, sponsors, generous donors, and most important, volunteers. And volunteers come in and help us with that building process and help us at the restore. They help on the building site. Volunteers are a really important part of who we are as Habitat. And also, secondly, really giving credit to the homeowners that come in. It's not a handout, it's a hand up. And we have this beautiful system where each adult in the home contributes up to $250 of their time to the Habitat organization and the community. So we feel that by the time a homeowner moves in, we're all celebrating together. It's a particularly wonderful opportunity. Just lastly, we'll mention that we are building at scale now, and we're building 27 homes in DeSalt. We're looking forward to a new project in Rifle. We can talk a little more about, so it's not just one house at a time, which has been the model over 20 years, but now here we are really trying to be part of the solution and pulling together important partners in the region to make it possible.
It sounds like a tremendous amount of work, but a tremendous amount of reward. So tell me a little bit more, if you will, about what Roaring Fork Habitat for Humanity has been able to do in regards to COVID-19 response.
Well, I will just give a little historic perspective. When I was only a month on the job when COVID-19 actually closed our restore and closed our building site. So we really found the silver lining, I have to say, with regard to COVID-19. We have been very blessed to have that time to reset and reorganize and make our restore even greater in terms of its layout and its appearance. But secondly, at the restore, we created an online virtual restore. That way, people in the community could continue to shop and identify things that they're interested in, and we cobbled together kind of a very simple system in the beginning that has grown into an extremely sophisticated e-commerce site where we are able to track our entire inventory and people can shop online and buy online. And we are thrilled because we don't know where COVID is going to be taking us, but this ability to really dig in and invest in ourselves and invest in new opportunities has been terrific. And I encourage everyone to go appetitelawyerbook.org and look and see what we have, because then you can either buy online or come in and tour the store. So we provided more options. Lastly, at the building site, when it was closed, we did divide our crew and we moved into two warehouses and we started building panels for the next couple of buildings. And this, creating our own panelized system, we barely lost any time on our schedules. So it did create opportunities for us to take a look at our processes. And I will say with COVID, we have been very fortunate and have had strict protocols and sanitizing. And we have had to limit our guests at the restore to 20 at a time. The store is literally an acre in size, but we just feel that we have to have safe numbers and keep the public safe and keep our staff safe. So it's been a mixed bag, but we appreciate everyone's patience with us.
Absolutely. I myself have visited your online shopping here recently. We're on the market for a new couch, and it's just phenomenal. You can look at everything and contact Habitat with any questions. It's a really amazing service. I think you guys have done an excellent job with that. So you usually have a lot of volunteers who help you build the homes for Habitat for Humanity. What is happening with that right now?
Well, Erin's going to help us really rebuild our volunteer system. And just mentioning that we've been the beneficiary of over 100,000 volunteer hours. And we are moving forward, and we cannot have volunteers now. We feel that is not a good choice for the public or for ourselves. And we yet we do have our families still involved in a very, very controlled, segmented way. But Erin, maybe talk about looking at a volunteer system for this summer as we move forward.
Yeah, for this summer, we're really trying to kind of revamp our volunteer program. Hopefully the world looks a little different by next summer, but building community is part of, Habitat's mission statement and what we stand for. So the more volunteers we can have, and not only decreases the housing cost, but it helps build engagement and build community. So that's kind of going to be one of my projects in the spring and summer, just to really look at, and what does that look like going forward, and how we can, increase our volunteer numbers. But, I recently interviewed a longtime volunteer of Habitat, and he says to me, and he said, volunteers are our brand ambassadors for Habitat. And that really stuck with me, because if we have a really good volunteer program, they're then going to go out into the community and speak highly of this. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to growing and working with Gail and the other members at Habitat to really develop a robust volunteer program.
So I will just follow up and say, if you are looking at your summer plans, ready to get out off your couches and out of your homes, please go to habitatroaringfork.org, sign up, we'll provide you with information. And when we are launching the program, when we can all be outdoors and working safely, we will be in touch. So appreciate people checking it out and just seeing what the opportunity will look like.
Awesome. Well, I'm hoping that the opportunity is similar to the volunteering we've done with Habitat in the past, where we actually get to use power tools and whatnot, which is so fun and so much more rewarding than you ever anticipate it will be. So I'm hoping that element remains the same.
Definitely. Definitely.
You're well supervised with those power tools. So.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Very, very well supervised. But it taught me that I had skills that I didn't even know existed, and it's a very rewarding experience. So you guys do a really great job with your volunteers.
Well, thank you for your time, and that's a great assessment of what kind of experience people can have when they come work with us.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, our folks have done anything from painting to putting in drywall to using the Sawzall. And we also had some vistas a couple years ago that ended up on a roof helping with roofing. And that was really
awesome.
Fun for them. They really enjoyed themselves.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, it is. There's something about, you know, holding a tool and just really kind of physically seeing the labors of your work. And my first day at Habitat, we did half a build day. So I was up at the job site, you know, hard hat and everything. And we were building a playground for the community up there. So that was a really great way to get involved and just, you know, get to meet my coworkers. But so I ended up going back a couple other weekends too, because I just loved it so much. But yeah, really, there's something about, you know, holding those tools and just working with a great group of people to accomplish something amazing. So,
yeah, definitely. So, right now you don't have any volunteers coming into the ReStore, and volunteers really aren't on work sites as of right now. But people should continue checking your website, habitatroaringfork.org for more information. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Just stay engaged with us. We're still continuing to pursue our mission to make a difference in the community and support local families. And, for example, right now we are having people can volunteer in other ways. We're having a food drive, and we're having a toy drive, and accepting gift cards for groceries to support families. And this is one thing we're asking our guests and volunteers to come and help us with, this drive was actually initiated by one of our own employees who has done this in the past, and we call him our Habitat Elf, Josh, who has taken this on, and with his passion and recognizing that Everybody deserves a safe Christmas, and especially the children in our communities. And this is a particularly difficult time, and how we can support families in need that are our neighbors in our community. So please stay engaged with us. We have plenty of opportunities going forward. Thank you.
That's so important to keep in mind. And I think there are so many ways you can contribute in our community right now, and not least of which is making sure that our neighbors are taken care of. And that's just a hallmark of what you all do with Habitat for Humanity. And I know as a representative of United Way for this area, we're really pleased to have a partnership with you all, and are just really, really impressed with all the work you are continuously taking on and doing in our community. And speaking of which, can you tell us a little bit more about the rifle project that you mentioned earlier?
Great. Thank you for bringing that up. So on the heels of finishing Basalt Vista, the 27 homes that are our partners, the Roaring Fork School District and Pitkin County employees, that will be finishing that project up in just over the next year in phase three. But we have been the recipient of a very generous donation from Clay Crossman and Paul Adams, and they are from Oak Grove Ventures. People know their tremendous work and success with areas like in Basalt, et cetera. So they've been investing and building in these communities for a very long time, including Rifle, and they have donated a parcel that we can build up to 30 new homes. And maybe Erin could share this engagement process that we've been pursuing to involve the community.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gail. So we recently held a series of workshops around this future project. It's called Wapiti Commons. And the first two workshops, we utilized what's called a user-centered design process. And what was really exciting and really cool about this process is that we engaged with the end user. So in this case, it's local workforce and active seniors in the rifle community. And so we got them on a Zoom call, and the goal and purpose of these workshops were to fully capture and understand what they would ultimately want in these homes, and to keep those ideas and those findings that we learned going forward, but to also keep the engagement throughout the whole process. We also then held two more workshops surrounding green energy and the mechanical aspects of how to build these energy efficient homes, but while keeping them affordable. And we had some really great conversations and great turnout. And for me, what was most exciting about this process is that we were able to engage the community from all different aspects and perspectives. For example, during our last workshop, we had local architects and we had local builders. We had one gentleman from the city of Rifle who was able to give insights into the codes. We had one man who was from a modular building perspective. So it was really, really cool just to have a bunch of different people, community experts and just professionals in the area who have an interest in this project, but were able to kind of lend some of their insights. And so, you know, some things were brought up that we may not have considered before. So it was a really great learning opportunity for me personally, but also just to bring everyone together and just to talk about, you know, what's the best way to go about this project. And, you know, another aspect of our mission is to build community. And I think this process really allowed us to do just that. And soon we're going to be having a website, should be linked to our current website now, that's going to have all of this information. So look for that soon. We're hoping to get that up fairly shortly and just keep the engagement up and just to let everyone know in the community where we are in this process. And we're really looking forward to what's to come.
So Tracy, if you don't mind, I'll just build on that concept of energy. The South Vista was the first net zero community in rural Colorado. And even the governor acknowledges how valuable this is as a model going forward in terms of for Colorado and nationally, how you can build a community, an affordable housing community with low utility rates, long-term solar panels and efficient appliances and efficient building structures. But we have a very strong green mission at Habitat. We really feel that it's important. And we also are able to divert over 3,000 tons of materials that would have gone to perhaps the dump that come to the resource. So we are not only have green buildings, and we'll continue to have green buildings, but we also, operations are green as well, and we serve the community with making sure that we are not having people's waste go to the dump, that we take these gently used building materials and furniture, et cetera, and very happily help recycle them and upcycle them back into the community.
That's amazing. Well, ladies, I really appreciate you both joining me today and telling us more about what's happening with Habitat of the Roaring Fork Valley. And I just encourage everyone to check out their website, habitatroaringfork.org. And as always, if you want more information, you can visit unitedwaybb.org. I just thank you both for being with me today.
Well, Tracy, thank you, and we welcome people to stop by the resource that's off Highway 82 on Callaway Court, or give us a call if you have any questions, but come on by. It's very festive, and we really appreciate the fact people will support our drive, and we appreciate being able to share our message today, and all the best to you, Tracy. Thank you so much.
You as well. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you for having us on today. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.